After going to a couple barrel racing events at the beginning of the month, a Weber County horse came down with horse herpes. Although it's unsure whether or not the virus was caught at the event, other contenders have been told to keep an eye on their horses for symptoms. Neurologic herpes virus is not spread through any sexual contact. Doug Perry with the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says it's spread through food and water buckets.
So it's sort of a proximity disease and one in which owners have to be cautious of when they have horse-to-horse contact in some of these events or even within their own facility.
Symptoms of horse herpes virus include fever, decreased coordination, urine dribbling, loss of tail tone, hind limb weakness, leaning against objects to find balance, lethargy, and inability to rise. If your horse has any of those symptoms, it should be quarantined immediately and your vet should be contacted.
So just to be cautious, to watch for signs of UHB1, especially if you know that your horse was in a competition or some other similar arena where one horse that was confirmed and diagnosed as having that. Pay extra attention to that to make sure that their horse is receiving the care and attention that they need when something like this happens.
Currently, there is no treatment for this virus, but providing supportive care can help aid the recovery. Vaccinations available for this virus do not protect from neurologic form of the disease, only the abortion and respiratory forms. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.